I always loved Craftsman's Court, not just for the shopping, but because there was something to watch all the time. The fashion shows were my favorite, but I hate to admit that it was always kind of exciting seeing the celebrities parade around here. By the late 50s, they all came here to shop and gawk at the artists. I even saw Will Rogers Jr. once. Of course, they probably liked it too because it was so exclusive. They didn't have to deal with the riffraff because you had to be invited to come into a lot of the stores. But the best time was when Eleanor Roosevelt came here just after the end of the war. That was before Lloyd Kiva had built this place, so Mrs. Roosevelt visited his old place on Brown and Main, the Arizona Craftsman Center. I remember that I had just come out of the drugstore when I saw this lady in sensible shoes marching down the street with a younger woman. She always did have a good stride. She turned her head for a second before she went into the pottery shop, and I knew immediately who it was. I did try to look as inconspicuous as I could, but I hightailed it over to the shop and stood in front of the window pretending to be entirely absorbed by the display. Mrs. Roosevelt was oohing and aahing over a blue glazed luncheon service. She came out of the shop, nodded at me while I just stood there senseless and watched her go into the glassmaker's shop. She went from shop to shop, admiring the Mexican silver or the hand-block skirts, and I kept up my little routine of pretend window shopping at a distance. Finally, she went into Lloyd Kiva's shop and actually bought something, a lovely little brown leather purse decorated with silver and brass studs. I turned my back as she came out because I wouldn't want her to think I was this loiterer, but I heard her say as she was walking away that it was a good thing she only brought a little cash because otherwise she would have gone home with an empty pocketbook. Funny, to me, Mrs. Roosevelt never looked like a woman who couldn't control her spending.